www.thebeatmedia.com.
Pilots have been urged to avoid the body scanners at the airports. Why? Because of the radiation and what the effects will be with the amount that the pilots go through. Speaking of go through, that's what the president did in a 10-day jaunt to Asia. But when he came out on the other side, was it worth it? We'll talk about that. Plus, Bernie Madoff, what happened with all of his treasures, from his boxers to his slippers to other things in between, like his wife's diamond ring? They actually auctioned that off. Of course they did. And apparently they netted $2 million plus at an auction, actually much more than they thought they were going to get for the haul. So we'll break that down for you in odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Hope you had a good weekend, everybody. Maybe you watched some football. Maybe you saw the Dallas Cowboys actually beat the New York Giants. Wow, we have Steve Budin on every week to break down the games for us. And he thought for sure the Giants were a lock. 14 points they were giving up, and they were no lock. Jason Garrett is the new coach of the Cowboys, did a spectacular job. But did anybody nail the score? We'll talk about it at the end of this hour, I promise. And then there's some other things in between, like The Simpsons. You ever watch The Simpsons cartoons? When The Simpsons came out, I was living in California in a place called Pismo Beach. And I remember watching the very first episode, and I thought it was kind of clever. And then I got a little bit hooked on it. And over the years, I kind of have gone away from The Simpsons. I'm too swamped. I'm not watching so much what I would call frivolous TV, although you can get some good laughs out of it. But 500 episodes for The Simpsons, wow, that is some serious staying power. And The Simpsons propped up Fox. Rupert Murdoch has to love The Simpsons, has to love Matt Groening, because that has just been a runaway signature hit for that network for so long. I think that was really a turning point for Fox. Right at the get-go, we've got one of our favorite callers, Sam from Montreal, waiting in line. So he's our leadoff guy. Hey, Sam, did you have a good weekend?
Of course I did.
Good. It's always good to have a couple of days off and chill.
Well, in my case, no, because yesterday, you know, it was the provincial football championships.
Mm.
So I did two games, and our favorite female referee was supposed to do one, but a certain, I told you about them, certain Football Referees Association boycotted the provincials because they thought they were better and they didn't like the assignments they were given. So we asked Liz, do you want to stay another game? She goes, yeah, sure. So she's being super, we're all being supervised by university level officials, and one of these guys leans over to me and says, watch, next 5 to 7 years, I can picture her doing university. I want one slight problem. It goes, what's that? She wants to be a lawyer. So she'd still be a good referee. What's the difference? Anyway, well, that's besides the point. You know, we know about the Giants. Well, nothing we can do about that. Okay, I know it's not for another, like, 14 months or so. Any front runners who might advertise that they might run for president?
You know, people are talking about Sarah Palin, even though she says no. Her name keeps coming up. Newt Gingrich's name comes up. Mitt Romney's name comes up. The governor of Texas, his name, Rick Perry,
right,
also kind of a little bit in the news. Jeb Bush says no way, but his name is sometimes thrown out there as, well, what if this happened and you could be the guy, and can you imagine? But there's no clear front runner at this point.
Okay, because I was throwing it, because I know after the midterm elections, somebody on CNN said it was only like 15 months until the Iowa caucuses. So I just wonder if you know who would be the, shall we say, early favorite, if you know what I mean.
And yeah, there is no clear early favorite in this case.
Right, and you also mentioned football. Today was the Canadian Football League semifinals, and both the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference, our humble Alouettes, are going to be playing the Toronto Argonauts in the Eastern Final next week. And yes, Julie got me tickets. Of course, it's only going to cost me brunch before the game, but that's not such a big deal. And I'm going to be a little worried, because when the in head-to-head this year, the Argos and the Alouettes are 2-2. So even though I want the Alouettes to win, I'm going to be very nervous. And it was even though it was a low-scoring game, 16-13 for Toronto, it was still very exciting.
And yeah, no kid. What was it, 16-13, Toronto?
Yeah, they beat Hamilton. And yet the funny part was Hamilton was a 7-point favorite, because you just reminded me about the Giants being a 2-touchdown favorite over the Cowboys. So, I'm going to be a bit nervous. And in the Western Final, I know some of these people have probably never heard of this province. It's Saskatchewan against Calgary in the Western Final. So some people are hoping that it's going to be a Saskatchewan-Montreal Grey Cup Final, because, you know, we all know what happened last year in the Grey Cup Final. And it's being held in Edmonton. So some people are hoping that Calgary will win, because Calgary to Edmonton is only like from, travel-wise, it's like from Albany to New York City. So, yeah.
All right. So that would be interesting. That would be probably jam-packed, don't you think? It would be a tough ticket.
Yeah, and not to mention the way football's supposed to be played in cold weather. None of these dome stadiums, you know, not like with all the respect to the Super Bowl, where it's always held either in a warm weather climate or an indoor stadium, you know.
Because it's this time it's in Texas, and it can be cold, it could be nice, but indoor stadium.
Yeah, I could tell you a quick story, and then I'll go. A friend of mine from who lives in New York said, "How come you guys don't have your championship game in January like we do?" I said, "Have you ever been to Calgary in the middle of January?" He goes, "No." I said, "That's why."
I like that. That's why.
Yeah.
You got to bundle up. Not a good thing.
You got it.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, take care.
Hey, if you're looking for a job, by the way, during the holiday season, lately I've been seeing all these ads pop up. I'm just curious how many people are out there floating around saying, "Man, it's terrible. I got to find something, even if it's part-time." A lot of people are doing that, or even to supplement your income. Amazon, who recently took a big hit, and I wouldn't work for them with that whole pedophile thing. They had the book that was out that talked about pedophilia and blah, blah, blah. They're looking for temporary people at certain shipping centers around the country. And some of those shipping centers are like Indiana, Kentucky, in Nevada, in Seattle. Even, I guess, they're looking to add there. I mean, that makes sense, right? Because there are holiday jobs. If anybody out there has ever had a holiday job. I had a holiday job one time. I worked, I can't remember the name of the company, but you know how they have all those kiosks in the middle of the mall? And it was when I was in between high school and college. And check this out. It was a pretty cool idea, and I'm sure they probably still do it. But it was a place where you could have your gifts canned. So a big gift, a small gift, whatever. They had different size cans, and that was just a clever way to do it. And you would seal the can, put the thing in, seal the can, and then whatever kind of paper they had on it, whether it was kind of wrapping paper on the outside of the can or something else or some special message deal. And that place was jammed. I don't know what I was getting paid, but they should have paid me double whatever it was. I think I was already thin, but I think I lost like 15 pounds doing that job, because it was person after person after person. But hey, it was a way to make some money in between the two things. Macy's, Toys R Us, Pier 1, American Eagle, Kohl's. Here's the problem. How many people would spend the money they make on the presents that they need to get? Probably a few people would do that. All right, meet us on the flip side for odds and ends.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips are sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice, she's pure as New York snow, she got Betty Davis eyes.
Diving into odds and ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Let's hit the top stuff. First of all, lame duck. That's what's happening this week in the Beltway that everyone's going to be buzzing about. And by that, I mean, well, you understand lame duck. It's like when you're on a job, you had enough, you got a new job, you're so excited, you're actually getting paid more, or for whatever reason, you're leaving. You're lame duck for 2 weeks. You do the right thing, you give your two-week notice. So in a couple of weeks, things change, and then we jump into 2011, and the newly elected officials take over in the House and also in the Senate. Some of them, of course, are incumbents, but there are some fresh faces. And because the House switched to the Republicans, they actually have leadership elections. You don't just say, okay, raise your hand. It's not like a Girl Scout meeting or a Boy Scout meeting. Who wants to be the leader? They don't do it that way. Eric Cantor will probably become the House Majority Leader. Also, we know this, that Congressman John Boehner will be elected Speaker of the House. That would be odd if he wasn't. The House reconvenes in January. He would take over in that spot. And then there are a couple of other positions, like Kevin McCarthy is going to become the majority whip. So there's a big changing of the guard. That's what's going to happen this week. Plus, the discussion over tax cuts expiring, that's a big one, some budgetary things, and a few other issues will come up, like foreclosures. There's going to be a grilling on the Hill over foreclosures, the robo-signing. You know, in the housing industry, you don't know what's going on with this whole mortgage thing. Because first you have anybody and everybody qualifying for loans, and then the arms are due, you know, the mortgages switch, and then mortgages tank, leading to foreclosures, and a lot of fat cats passing on the mortgages and just trying to push them, advance them, push them down the lane and screwing up the system, signing people who had no business getting the houses they were getting, not even asking for any verification on employment. We already know that song and dance, that's old. But the new thing is the robo-signing, just sign them off. Okay, foreclosures, robo-signing. And how many can you get done? 500 in the morning? How many pages is it? How crazy is that? But that's exactly what went on, and that's exactly what's going to be talked about when Congress reconvenes on Monday. Actually, they'll probably get to that on Tuesday. And then the issue of the enhanced pat-downs also going to be examined by our elected officials. All you have to do is show them some pictures or, hey, have you gone through any of these TSA checkpoints lately in the past month where, by all accounts, you have a choice in some cases, because not every single airport has the scanner, but the enhanced pat-downs, no matter where you are, have gotten apparently really crazy. And I don't get this thing with the kids. And I know the other argument to this, and we're going to have our favorite pilot on, DJ Frost, this week, but I don't understand the thing with the kids. 7 years old, 8 years old, whatever, and the pat-downs, are you kidding me? It just doesn't make any sense to me. There has got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a better way to secure the flights. I know the arguments on the other side, and I know that what people will say is, well, don't you want to be safe? I mean, don't you, if there's a chance that somebody could get on the plane and they're carrying some kind of a bomb and there's a way to smoke them out, then wouldn't you want them to smoke it out? And the answer to that is all the radiation, the craziness with the body scanners, yeah, I'm going to have to call foul on that. See, we can't profile, but we can frisk you. How about better screeners? How about paying more money and hiring people who are skilled in the art of smoking out the would-be assassin, because they are assassins if they try to blow up the plane. How about that kind of person at the gates supervising? Wouldn't that be good? Then I'm willing to wait in line longer. Absolutely. But that's a dirty word to even say that. Oh, profiling. What do you mean? How can you say that? Oh, but in Israel they do it, and they have safe flights. So, you know, you be the judge. They're not doing all this other crazy stuff. Sure, they would have a pat-down if they suspect something, but they're not doing that. Give me a break. All right, continuing on odds and ends, you're going to find this really intriguing. And it has to do with Bernie Madoff, who's deep in the bowels of a prison, right? And they're auctioning off his stuff. And, of course, he had all kinds of money. So he had things like a Steinway and Sons grand piano. And when the government went through and they marked the items, they put down what they thought they would get. Kind of like, you know, when your kid is on a football team and they do silent auctions, try to raise money, or schools try to raise money that way. So they come up with what they think the estimate's going to be. They thought it was going to be $16,000 for that piano. You know what it got? $42,000. It's like terrible. It's like brutal rubbernecking. Oh, I got to have a piece of Bernie Madoff, and I got money, so I'm going to go to his auction, and I'm going to buy something of Madoff's. It's the U.S. Marshals Service, and they sold 500 different pieces of property that belonged to the Madoff's, because his wife's stuff went, too. They did it over the weekend. And all that money that they get goes to the U.S. Department of Justice Asset Forfeiture Fund. What does that mean? All that gobbledygook of a name, they just give the money to the victims of the Madoffs, but they'll never be able to make they'll never be able to return all the money, no way, the money that people invested with him. But what they made on that was crazy. And the piano was a great example of one of the biggest items, but that wasn't the only thing. He had these slippers that had his initials on them, BLM and gold thread, of course, gold thread. They sold for over $6,000.
And also, he had a 10.5 carat diamond engagement ring. And how many people did he swindle to pay for that? And that got $550,000 at the auction. Wow. And see, there is another example. They thought they were going to get $350,000 for that. But they got much, much more. The intrigue over the whole Madoff thing, I believe, was just so, probably drove people to it, to own a piece of Madoff. Kind of, it's kind of weird if you think about it. But they brought in a lot of money. And that's good for the people who are waiting to get some money in return. And we know he's locked away forever. He's in a medium security prison in North Carolina. And what is his release date? November 14th, 2139. 2139. I don't think he's going to make that. I think he's going to be there forever and a day, don't you? How about this? This is a great odd or end story. It really could go either way. But, you know, I'm fascinated by the things that happen in the repair IT world kind of thing, probably because I can't tell you how many viruses I've caught in computers and how many nightmare stories that I could tell you about when I've been stuck on the phone with somebody, or how much more you have to pay to get some other system downloaded or whatever. But a New York couple has been charged with defrauding a wealthy musician to the tune of, ready for this, $20 million. I guess he went to their computer company to have a virus removed from his laptop, and they ripped him off. They ripped him off. So the people that owned the store learned that he had money, so they concocted some kind of crazy social engineering deal that defrauded him somewhere between $6 million and maybe as high as $20 million. Wow. How do you get sucked into that? I don't understand. How could you possibly get sucked into that? But somehow he did. They exploited him, and over a six-year period, I guess he was willing to pay them off. And all he did was go in to get a computer fixed, and they got their claws into him somehow. Well, of course, they had his computer information. So if the couple is convicted, I hope they enjoy that money, but if they're convicted, they could be in prison anywhere from at least 8 years, but up to maybe 25 years. Wonder if they go to the same prison as Bernie Madoff. Just a thought.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Speaking of death, or at least getting ill, this is one of the craziest stories, but it just goes to show you, just because you think you're being an environmentalist or you're doing good things for the world around you, sometimes it doesn't really work out that way. You know, there's been a lot of talk about plastic bags. Oh, don't get the plastic bags when you shop. Use reusable bags instead and take them to the store. And you see a lot of people doing that. When I was in Hawaii, I don't think there was a plastic bag on that island, I swear. Everybody had reusable bags in the grocery stores and whatever. And they're popular now. More people are starting to use them. Well, it turns out that these reusable bags might actually carry bacteria. And there was a study that was done that concluded that there might be some lead in bags that would pose a long-term threat of seeping into groundwater after you get rid of it eventually, right? The paint from the bag, they're saying, is dangerous and might come in contact with food. So in a lot of places like San Francisco, New York City, people are very conscious of the climate whole deal about climate change and whatever. And they use the reusable bags. So specifically in New York, green is more than a trend for some. It's like a fashion deal. So plastic bags, first, the plastic bags are terrible. Don't use the plastic bags. And instead do the reusable bag thing. But now the bags, some of them at some of the stores, they're talking about, don't use them. They're recalling them. At CVS pharmacies, for one, because they make it of recycled plastic, and they're saying, no, that's not good. And here's the key again. The reports that are coming in from around the United States about the reusable bags, guess what? They were mostly made in China. So you ask everyone to get rid of their plastic bags, and in fact, you make it almost a finable offense in San Francisco. And then people get these bags, and it turns out that they've got unsafe levels of lead. So you're walking around with a piece of lead, poisonous lead in your hand, every time you go to the store and you get that milk that sweats into the bag. Ugh, I mean, give me a break. So Senator Schumer from New York decided he was going to send a letter to the Food and Drug Administration asking them to investigate this issue. Here's what he said.
If we can get rid of the lead in these bags now, the danger to people is negligible or non-existent. If, on the other hand, we keep using these bags and the lead could accumulate, there's a real danger.
I wonder how many people even know that. There was a big article in the New York Times about it, but I think there's a lot of people that have no clue. And there's a lot of people, frankly, that still use plastic bags. But it just goes to show you, even when they tell you sometimes that something's good for you, hey, it's made in China, and there's lead in it. There could be lead in this, so maybe I better not use the reusable bag. To me, that is a huge blunder. With all the push to not do it, you know, when I go to my supermarket, they look at you sideways when you don't have, sometimes, when you don't, depends on what market you go in, they look at you sideways when you don't have a bag with you. You're like, it's like you're seedy or something. Why don't you have a bag? We don't have any plastic bags anymore. We only have three of them, and they're on the other aisle. It's kind of like the, I'm digressing here, but it's kind of like the, now when you go into the supermarket, they have the self-checkout. Oh, I hate the self-checkout. Can I please just have contact with a human being? I have a problem with the laptop. I get someone in India, or I get a call, a robo-call. It's like a robo-call, where you get the same woman with the same voice, monotone voice, over and over again. Then when I go to the grocery store now, I have to check out myself and put all the codes in, and then sometimes it doesn't work. And there's somebody that's standing by, but they're off in a distance because, of course, the grocery store has had to cut back people. So they only have a handful of people in the store, kind of like when you go to a department store and there's three people that work there, except for during the holidays, of course, and you can't find anywhere to check out. You, like, go to get men's socks and you walk all over the place and you're finally in Toys and somebody there, they feel sorry for you, so they'll check you out. You know what I mean by that? In this case, though, the reusable bag thing, it's not funny if somebody gets sick, but it's ironic because of Gavin Newsom, forever and a day, the mayor of San Francisco, who was so proud of himself by getting rid of the plastic bags. And it turns out half the people there could be walking around with poisonous lead in their hand that they use year after year after year, and they think they're doing something good for the environment, but maybe not. Depends on who made that bag. Was that bag made of reusable plastic? And the answer is a lot of them were made that way, but they're not made, not all of them, but a lot of them aren't made in the United States. They're made in China, so do the math. How many bags are out there floating around with lead in them? Looks like probably a lot of them are. Let's jump to Haiti for a second, because I hate to leave a story midstream. And we talked a lot about cholera. 60 Minutes did a story on this, and I happened to see it. It was pretty good, talking about what's the real problem of in Haiti. Why is this with Americans that gave so much money when the earthquake happened? What's going on with the money and what's happening with the people? Why can't they get clean water? We don't understand. I mean, now this is an epidemic. It started off with, oh, yeah, a couple hundred people. It's scary. They're worried. Now they're almost up to 1,000. So everybody is rushing to get soap and clean water to this population, and that's all it was about. That's what started the thing with cholera. So there have been 917 deaths. 917 deaths. And you got over 14,000 people hospitalized because it looks like they have cholera. And this is scary stuff. Six of Haiti's 10 provinces, so pretty much everywhere, they've been hit by it. So where is it that you're safe in Haiti? And it hasn't even peaked yet. If you talk to someone in the scientific arena, like an epidemiologist, they'll tell you, well, yeah, the worst is probably yet to come in some of the other places, because there may be in the coming years how many people are sick and how fast can you treat them and get the water to them. Well, let's rewind the clock. Since so many of you, even if you had $2 in your pocket, because we're such an incredibly generous nation, sent money to try to help them. So we go all the way back to the earthquake. You have 1 million refugees who are living, once it happens, in squalid tent encampments. That's the best way to describe them. You got patients with these cholera symptoms that they can't get to. There's not enough doctors. And you think of the hospitals in Port-au-Prince. They're same thing. They've got people living all around the place. And Port-au-Prince is as the center of traffic, if you will, of where everything happens. And they push people to wash their hands and drink only the potable water. But they don't have clean water. They don't have sanitation. And you've got cholera that's thriving in contaminated water. It dehydrates and strangles and kills its victims, basically, when they can't get treatment. And how can they get treatment when there's not enough doctors? So what happened to all the money that we gave? What happened to all the people that gave money? What do they do with the money? Because wasn't part of the deal that they would get as much water, and that was a known thing. Why didn't they get it to them? What's the problem here? And as it turns out, some of the supplies even get stuck at the airport because of the paperwork, the red tape, and getting it out. So that's what happened to the money. It's basically stuck in a chute at the airport. That's unacceptable. There's got to be a way to process that faster. And the United Nations is requesting more money. They're requesting $164 million from humanitarian places and other donors that they can try to help the government put a strategy together to respond to what's happened with cholera. The largest part of the plan is the part of the money for the water, for the sanitation, all that sort of stuff. But, man, if you think about cholera and where it could reach, and you think of the Dominican Republic right there on that border, and they're worried because they don't want that to hop over. They don't want it to reach that country because there are thousands of Haitians who live and work there. So they may say, forget about it. We're going to have to crack down on this because we can't afford to have cholera spread here too. And, you know, once it's too late and if somebody gets a severe case, but it just seems so odd. Why can't they get the water to them? And then look what happens with the contaminated water, and the people are desperate and they drink it. And it really does stem from the lack of supplies getting to where they're supposed to be. Too much red tape. There's got to be a way to cut through that. There's got to be somebody who can figure out, all right, we got to, and they haven't even cleaned up. They're still trying to pick up after the earthquake. And think of when the earthquake was. We have to go all the way back to the beginning of the year. Of course, it's going to take some time in a third world country, but you take your dollar out of your pocket, you proudly send it, and then you find that it's stuck at the airport there. Wow, that's infuriating. Hang with us. Sports is next.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. and my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tight end Gresham moves from right to left. Darrell Owens is to the right. Palmer drops the throw. He hits. He throws. Picked off by the Colts. And it's going to be Calvin Hayden. Five. Touchdown, Calvin Hayden. His second of the year. 31 yards.
Sanchez takes the snap. Slant left. Hawks Antonio Holmes. Breaks the tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Antonio Holmes breaks free. And the Jets walk out of Cleveland. Winners in overtime.
Turns launches this one in the direction of Mike Sims-Walker. And this one going to be batted and caught. Touchdown! Oh, my gosh! How did that happen? It was batted back into the arms of Mike Thomas. And the Jaguars have won it! Holy cow!
Week 10 of the NFL. Things like the Bills beating the Lions 14-12, I mean, who cares, except for it was the first win for Buffalo. Do you believe it? The Bears over the Vikings 27-13, Favre really struggling from what I could see in that from the highlights. And what's the deal with Cutler? I would never have predicted that, but hey, man, a win is a win. The Bears are 6-3. The Jets continue to do what they're doing with Mark Sanchez. And they eke these wins out. 26-20, the Jets bury them with the final minute overtime touchdown. And that's the best way to describe it. That's what ESPN described it as. And I would steal that line. That's exactly it in a nutshell. So the Brownies lose again. The Bungles are really, really, really rough this year, aren't they? The Colts, of course, beat the Bengals 23-20. The story there, though, is if you're a fantasy football player and you had Peyton Manning as your quarterback, no touchdowns, not even 200 yards, 185 yards for Peyton Manning, but they win it. The Titans and the Dolphins, the fish fly. You were listening to some of those highlights, 29-17, the final there. And the Buccaneers, the other Florida team, picking up a win. They're 6-3. The Bucs are kind of rolling, 31-16. But, of course, it was the lowly Panthers who are 1-8 on the season, but win is a win, right? Jags beating the Texans 31-24. So that's three Florida teams. So 31-24, you got them all. And the Broncos filleted the Chiefs. I was looking for a good adjective for this. 49-29. So the lead, a bigger lead, helped them. The Broncos are a wild team this year, too. Then, of course, you have the Seahawks beating up on the Cardinals. Who cares? 36-18. The 49ers, was watching the tail end of this. They, in overtime, beat the Rams 23-20. This was a good game, and this would have been a good nail-the-score game. It wasn't the game that the computer picked, but the Patriots beat the Steelers 39-26. And it was the story of, you know, the Patriots in the first quarter putting up a 10 spot, the Steelers at the halfway point only with three on the board, and then the Patriots pouring it on in the third, but in the fourth, the Steelers starting to make the comeback, but it wasn't enough, so they were able to win that one. The Falcons, another big win. Boy, Matty Ryan, Falcons 26-21. He's become that last-minute scramble guy. The Monday night game, the Eagles and the Redskins, it's in Washington. Still the story is Donovan McNabb and the whole deal with Philadelphia and them tossing him away and what's going to happen to Philadelphia. Philly's actually favored by 3 for the Monday Night Football game. All right, there was a game that I skipped over, and it is the nail-the-score game. The nail-the-score game, the lowly Dallas Cowboys marching into New York, the first game for as the head coach for Jason Garrett of the Dallas Cowboys. And here are some of those highlights.
Manning's going to line up in the gun. They go three receivers, bunch right. Manning's going to throw. And it's intercepted in the end zone and run out by McCann. McCann to the 20. McCann from SMU. McCann to the 40. McCann is going to go 101 yards with an interception return for the Cowboys.
We're back here at Dukes and Edison, and the reason we're back is apparently for the second time in a few minutes, power has gone out at the new Meadowlands Stadium.
A little over 7 minutes. It was really weird now. This place was pitch black. All the lights are not yet back on. They're coming on. It's 26-6, Dallas.
Yeah, in the end, 33-20. 33-20, and yes, nobody nailed the score. Week 10 in the books, nobody nailed the score. Now, a couple of you did pick the Cowboys to win, and I wasn't on that side of it. I didn't think they would. I was hoping that Jason Garrett would have a good game. He did, because he's the coach, so all the bucks stopped there, right? Dale in Illinois said the Cowboys would win a 27-21, and really, he was the closest, but nobody nailed it. Even Dave in Vermont thought the Cowboys would win. His score was, his guess anyway, was 24-21, and my guess was way off. What was my guess? My guess was the Giants would roll, continue the roll that they'd been on, and they would win 35-17. It did not happen. It was a huge game for the Cowboys because they've had nothing to cheer about, so they pick up their second win, and John Kitna had three touchdowns, and it looked like Jason Garrett had the team happy and playing for him anyway. You could certainly see that from the sidelines. Now, you heard the mention there about the crazy power outages. There was two of them in the middle of the game. So you had 81,000 fans that were in the dark, and at one time they were in total darkness. And apparently, you know, it is New York, guys started to kind of scuffle with each other, and they were announcing over the Meadowlands PA system to stay seated and don't go anywhere and don't do anything. But, don't do anything. Don't punch the guy next to you. It's not his fault. Can you imagine? Like, in New York, you do have Cowboy fans. That's probably what happened. You had some Cowboy fans near Giant fans, and then when the lights go off, it was truly a boom, boom. So Jerry Jones was excited. It was a five-game losing streak that was snapped, and a five-game winning streak was snapped for the Giants, no less. Here's what Jason Garrett had to say after the game.
Feels great. It feels great. But, you know, we got together on Wednesday morning and said, hey, it starts now. It starts now. And let's have great days. Let's be as good as we can be each and every day. Let's go about doing things the right way, everything we do, really every time we do it. And that'll give us a chance. And I think our players understand that. That's what we have to keep doing.
All right, you heard the highlights, the great highlight packages that Matt Johnson put together, and you heard the call there. Brad Sham with a call on the Cowboys Network where he was so excited talking about the rookie cornerback or the play-by-play on that Brian McCann who scored on a team record anyway, 100-yard interception return. And there were a lot of big plays and it was crazy. The two third quarter power failures actually ended up delaying the game for 11 minutes total. Terrible game for the Giants in the end. And because Dallas had, you know, over 400 yards, 427 against the top-ranked D and forced three turnovers. So that was very big, the turnovers. Forcing the turnovers was huge, absolutely huge. Don't forget, this time around, I want to remind everyone, I don't know if I said this, a lot of people calling for Nail the Score. We're doing it on Wednesday. I will be on the road in Mississippi as we're broadcasting from Biloxi and Gulfport area about kind of the aftermath of the oil spill, how the people are doing, all that kind of stuff. So we'll be on remote and we'll have a show. But Wednesday we are doing the Nail the Score in the third hour, not on Thursday. So Wednesday, third hour for Nail the Score. And I'll keep reminding you of that. And it's going to be the same thing for the following week because we have Thanksgiving. All of you don't want to interrupt your dinners to Nail the Score. So Wednesday for the next 2 weeks for Nail the Score. Matt, you were paying attention to the game. Sadly, your Vikings lost once again. What happened there?
Basically, we didn't show up to play.
Oh. That's
the bottom line of what happened. And, I mean, we had guys going down with injuries. We lost Percy Harvin. Oh. We lost Bernard Berrien. We lost John Sullivan. Basically, we were playing with a bunch of scrubs by the end of the time, and we didn't show up to play, and the head coach will be on his way out of here very shortly.
Yeah, so from one interim head coach to another, Childress, Brad Childress, who I don't think will be long for the purple world either, that's what happens in football. You got to rack up the wins, especially when you do things like convince the team owner you need to bring the quarterback back and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's going to be on the shoulders of Childress in Minnesota. I agree with Matt on that one. We'll see what happens with the Dallas Cowboys. Don't forget, Nail the Score this Wednesday and next Wednesday in our third hour.